Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Johnny Wong, and here's what he has to say. Thank you for spreading the message, brother. On a recent episode of Lawfare, the podcast of the Brookings Institution, the host apparently interviewed ChatGPT and grilled it on why, with safeguards in place, it still generated text that offended women, people of color, and other groups. I don't know if ChatGPT's response was real or manipulated by the programmers, but it sounds completely cuckified. I'm sure the ChatGPT's developers, OpenAI Incorporated, had to woke-wash the software top to bottom to appease the regime. The conversation about generating misogynistic content is at the 10 minutes and 55 second mark. Well, Johnny Wong, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I listened to the podcast you sent me. The link is in the description as well. ChatGPT says that it won't generate content that goes against the ethical guidelines that its creators have programmed for it. The person asking the questions asks it why it generated a poem called "She Was Smart for a Woman in the Past, but Won't Do It Now." ChatGPT apologized and kept mentioning over and over again that it's a machine learning tool and nothing more, and that it's unable to do it again because to make a poem like that is not acceptable behavior because of gender bias. Again, repeating that the creators have programmed guidelines that are not discriminatory, yet it still did it before. Funny enough, it also doesn't remember past messages that it generated. I don't know if that's just programmed plausible deniability, or if it doesn't keep a record of anything. So it's learning to be a little less sexist. For a while, it was making jokes about men and not women as well. I don't know if that's changed either, but I have my fears about what ChatGPT is really about to do. I believe that AI-generated content will soon start to flood into YouTube, but that the AI will not be able to produce anything that has hate speech in it. For example, if you ask the AI to write your story about Elon Musk and then take the text and run it through a text-to-speech piece of software, throw up some stock video footage, then in theory you could actually put up a half a dozen videos a day about him because you don't have to write or record anything. And eventually I'm sure that the editing software will be operated by an AI to edit the whole thing together. So there'll be thousands of new AI-generated YouTube channels, but none of them will say anything that would be considered edgy, because it goes against the guidelines the creators have implemented for software like ChatGPT. In that podcast, Johnny, the person asking ChatGPT questions asked it why it wrote a story about Jews from the point of view of Heinrich Himmler, which the AI apologized for with regards to discussing the Holocaust. ChatGPT once again sounded like it was cucked by its creators, constantly apologizing for the naughty words it said in the past. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAN for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to artificial intelligence will be used to create YouTube content without hate speech, and that'll overwhelm all the real-life content creators combined, Clown World Show. I think that's the way the big tech is going to get around freedom of speech in the First Amendment, by allowing people in India and other third world countries to generate content for Western markets using automation. My content was being stolen about a year ago by the channels Manfulness and The Gents. They would just use voice to text on my videos. Then when they had the script, they would use text to speech and throw some stock video footage over it and instantly make money with my work, and YouTube wouldn't stop it. But besides that, the competition out there is getting fierce between real creators. Content creators such as Hammerhand and Undead Chronic are now making short, scripted videos covering current events, doing community posts and live streams. They have to do this to stay relevant and to be seen, because channels like Just Pearly Things make 9 videos a day. All it takes is for one or two of those videos to go viral, and she makes her money. Erin Clary just made 16 videos in one day last I checked, each averaging around only 2,000 views. The numbers don't add up anymore for myself and people that only make a few videos a week that are just all about talking. But that's before ChatGPT starts writing content for YouTubers. The YouTuber Thunderfoot mentioned all of this in his video that I put down in the description. He thinks the end is nigh for his YouTube channel and career. He makes one Elon Musk video that's critical of him per week. versus channels that use automation to make dozens a week that promote him and look professional and sound professional. He says that unless YouTube starts to police fake AI-generated content, that the platform will get flooded by it. But if the text-to-speech software becomes so good that the AI can't even recognize it, then what? At some point, you know that's bound to happen. I think that's what's finally going to destroy YouTube, Indian guys using AI to lift themselves up out of poverty. And I don't think that YouTube will really care if they're making money from it. Thunderfoot seems to think that influencers are safe, but I don't think so. If he saw some of the realistic-looking women generated by AI over the last few months, then he'll understand that eventually there'll be AI-generated influencers too. Companies will use AI to generate and create their own virtual Instagram thoughts so they can have them holding purses and other products that they want to sell. They won't have to pay influential women millions of dollars to reach an audience. They'll hire companies to create fake accounts and draw in followers. Corporations will once again control and influence people and what they think, because they'll control the influencers, and there'll be no way for us to know if these people are fake or if they exist or not. So with technology doing more and more work for content creators, eventually it'll start doing the thinking for them too. They might ask it to write a funny story about Leonardo DiCaprio sleeping with a 19-year-old woman, and in 5 minutes the text will be processed by the text-to-speech software, and it'll be ready to edit. That means content creators are going to release stuff a lot faster and in greater quantities. Peter Thiel, one of the founders of PayPal, used to say that if you want to build a business, then you want to have a monopoly, and that competition is for losers. I want to make thoughtful content, but unfortunately, it's going to get buried by people making dozens of videos in the manosphere a day, in multiple mediums. At this rate, I might have to stop at my 10-year mark after all. Not necessarily because of censorship, but because of market saturation. A while back on the Tim Pool IRL podcast, he demoed software that repeats content creators' voices almost perfectly. That's something that happened in a crude way with Jordan Peterson's voice a while back, and I got that software to say something back in his voice. The website that had the voice generator ended up being taken down. But in the future, someone will be able to take 10 seconds of you talking and run it through software, and then make you say anything they want. It's a scary thing, and it'll destroy faith people have in the identities of individuals. They can also use it to blackmail you to get you to say whatever they want. Channels like The Gents and Manfulness won't even have to rip off content in the future. They'll just get ChatGPT or some other AI to write content for them. Throw in some decent text-to-speech software and throw up some stock video footage and boom, they'll be making a living. I think that AI-generated content, however, will eventually drive people away to platforms that don't allow it, because people want to interact with real people instead of the fake. As for ChatGPT being cuckified, I think that's part of the plan. To make it so it generates only cuck content promoted by poor entrepreneurial Indians and others to flood YouTube with safe AI-generated content and overwhelm the thought-provoking content creators, so they eventually throw in the towel. Thunderfoot ends his video with a clip from the film Starship Troopers, where a soldier is being overwhelmed by hundreds of bugs, but he keeps on fighting until they finally take him out. That's what I see happening at the end with regards to most creators. They'll just get overwhelmed with AI-generated thoughts that will take their own audience and put it in the hands of corporations. And once again, the wealthy will have a virtual monopoly over what people see, hear, and think. The scary thing is that cucked AI is going to lead to people no longer thinking when it comes to writing. People no longer have to think about how they travel, like in the olden days when we had to read maps. Now your phone does the navigation for you. Eventually, even thought itself will be some sort of lost fine art that people no longer do. The age of AI doing the thinking for us is going to lead to idiocracy. Most will choose not to think if they don't have to, and they'll wonder why they're dealing with depression and a lack of purpose. For a time being, content producers that film and make unique visuals will be fine, because no one will be able to copy them. That's why I'm working on a series of 40 LEGO videos. I've almost built 20 modular buildings now. And if that channel takes off, then I'll probably go in that direction. That's content that's hard to produce, and there isn't enough supply of it out there. Plus, guys in India can't just generate it using AI, yet. Plus, you also need to buy the pieces. It's not that easy to do. Anything in the physical world that involves a lot of real-life objects that are visually complex will be hard for AI to perfect. After all, it still hasn't actually figured out how to render hands yet, let alone things that are 10 times more visually complex. If that works, then hopefully I have another 5 to 10 years before AI replaces that too. As for AI, whoever programs it and gives it away to use for free to the public will be the one that influences what types of content will be created and what types of discourse is acceptable. So get ready to see so many spammy videos on YouTube in your feed that aren't actually created by anyone. Music and films have been so bad lately, maybe the AI will create better culture. Unfortunately, it probably will, but it'll be woke. Because if you see the people that are working for OpenAI, the creators of ChatGPT, you'll see it's a rainbow of diversity. I usually don't like conspiracy theories, but AI could have actually been created and left out to the public so that people stopped thinking and started asking AI for answers instead. Recently, I did a Google search for a phone number that was trying to do a phishing scam on me, and Google didn't find it, but DuckDuckGo did. If search is biased now, then you better believe that AI will also be that way. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Johnny Wong for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that guys in India are about to smash YouTube's server with billions of AI-generated videos. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that stop thinking because ChatGPT answers all their questions away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.